Welcome to this podcast. Calliope Awards for 2007 were presented on Tuesday, April 17. This event was sponsored by the Languages and Literature Division, the Liberal Arts Division, and the Lyceum Committee of the Annandale Campus of Northern Virginia Community College. The Calliope Committee is grateful to the many students who submitted their writing and artwork for consideration this year. Special thanks go to the following people and entities at NVCC Annandale for their continued and generous support of Calliope: Office of the Provost, Office of Student Development, Division of Languages and Literature, Liberal Arts Division, Languages and Literature Events Committee, Lyceum Committee, the Media Manager and Staff of the NVCC Office of Public Information and Publications, the Annandale Campus Bookstore, and the faculty and students of the Annandale Campus, especially those in Creative Writing and Arts courses. The 2007 Calliope Committee consists of Annandale Campus faculty members Leona Burnham, Julie Green, Najwa Hashem, Brooke He, Sam Lateef, Teresa Knight McFadden, Karen Murph, Eric Nielsen, Ray Orquist, and Christina Wells. Contest judges for the 2007 Best in Publication Awards in the literary categories are English faculty members Leona Burnham, Charles Scarborough, Susan Sharp, and Jenny Sullivan. Contest judge for the Best in Publication Awards for artwork is Tom Hardy. Now you will hear winners in the poetry category as they read from their works: Susanna Catherine Fix, Skyline Flashbacks; Linda Jean King, Momiji no Enka, Japanese Maple Song; and Alan Strom, Beach Week.
Skyline Flashbacks. Today the sky was open range to ghostly horsetails, spun from wisps of cloud and running wild and free across the azure meadows, curling in the wake of wind. Tonight, a veil of tears in the eye of the sky blurred the lines that cut the moon out from the rest of heaven. A murky glow, mingling light with dark, a watery haze of moonlight and shadow. Last night, the sky looked like Wyoming, crossing the threshold of the Bighorn Mountains where the valley stretches wide beneath their feet, the distance rising layer by layer in rose and violet and gold and blue, building a sloping stairway to heights and stars emerging from their daytime rest. It looked like Illinois at sunset, sun sunk just below a skyline built of blackened trees, before a backlight of rich colors, falling down from deep-hued blue to lighter, warmer, vibrant shades, mingling with the oak and poplar-lined horizon.
My poem is Momiji no Enka, which means Japanese maple song, and it's one of my most favorite places in the fall. Fall's slanting rays proclaim they now have turned to bright red flames that dance across Kyoto. The cool night breeze caresses kimonos and stirs the autumn's passions that still burn. Through mountain mist, I barely can discern the bamboo gate that leads through cedar rows of trees that brush the clouds for daylight's glow before the sun sets down and night returns. I stroll past washi cranes that need not fly, for beauty clings to colored wings, and fans unfold life's hidden truths before my eyes. When falling momiji leaves gently land upon my moss-green path of winter sighs, I recall the Enka's words like baby's hands.
Before I recite my poem, I would like to give thanks to my parents and my strict upbringing, as well as my past friends who really showed me the definition of apathy. Without them, I would have never engaged in any subversive acts. This is called Beach Week. Let the good times roll and roll and roll, and until death do us part, we'll be engaged in the quickening of forgetting why we're alive at all, at all. But don't get so serious, man, just soak it up and up and up and up, because life is such a down. I politely sidestep from inside to out, where cigarettes and stars collide, and Buffett's complacency is sealed through the glass of a disillusioned onlooker betrayed by the sponging of the weak. So I go farther and farther and farther to the horizon, hoping to find company, frustrated with their company. But it's 5:30 in the morning, and all is dead, dead and dying to live. In that house, I smell a rot that circulates through my being and clouds any liberated feelings to be free. Free, nothing's free. And the cost is never told until we're washed up groping for life in the fishy murk of high tide. Pessimistic pondering curls me into the rising sun, and with a peek, I manage a smile.
Don't miss the podcast next week. You'll want to hear winners in the fiction category and creative nonfiction category. Robert Brown of the Technology Application Center is technical director of this podcast. I'm Shirley Noon.